grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our sermon text is the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 1, beginning at the 18th verse. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Thus far our text. I think it's probably safe to say, isn't it, that you have probably opened a Christmas gift or two by now? Is that safe to say, or are you waiting until later to do that? From our experience, there's been two times to open Christmas gifts. Traditionally, families either open their gifts Christmas Eve after the service or Christmas morning after the service. Now, if you are a traditionalist, as one man and woman that I know quite well, they followed the 12 days of Christmas. And they had five boys, and they could only open one present per day. Now, that was probably a difficult task to follow, the anticipation and the waiting. But I presume that all of you who've been out shopping, fighting 28th Street and the malls, and maybe even running up north or south, you've probably had first and foremost on your minds why you buy Christmas gifts and why you exchange those Christmas gifts. I am sure, knowing you as all fine Christian people, your minds have wandered back to the stable and you have thought, I am out here doing this because God Himself gave the greatest gift of all on Christmas Day years ago. That greatest gift has become yours. It's your personal possession, which the Holy Spirit placed into your heart when you were brought to the baptismal font by your loving parents, who cradled in their arms, they brought you to the gift that God has given to the world. His most precious gift of all, His Son, Jesus. Jesus is the greatest gift. And as the angel informed his stepfather here on earth, Joseph, who was not going to be a part of this, informed him to take Mary to be his wife, for she is going to bear a son, and his name will be Jesus, the same name the angel gave to Mary, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now in Hebrew, you might understand the name Jesus just a little better. It's not quite as long, its interpretation, as the Greek Jesus. Joshua. It's a compound word of the word God and the verb to save. Jesus' name explains exactly what he's going to do here on earth. He has a mission. He's been sent by the Father to accomplish on the Father's behalf to save his people from their sins. As I mentioned, Joseph wasn't going to be a part of it. You can all imagine that. If your bride-to-be came to you and informed you that she was pregnant, not of a man, but by God Himself, and that she was going to be the mother of God's Son, making her there for the mother of God.